Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
16 till 10, 15 till 10, quarter till 10, Friday morning, brand new year, January 3rd. We all continue to recover after what happened horrifically in the French Quarter on early morning hours of January 1st. The investigation continues. JR joins us now with Taking Vegas. Talk about some weekend winners. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing great, and first, I'd really like to send out thoughts and prayers to everyone in the New Orleans area. I mean, when I heard what happened, the horrificness of what took place on New Year's at around 3 in the morning, it's just downright horrific and disgusting, and I am just appalled. And I will say, love to see the community coming together, and especially in New Orleans. You guys have been through so much in such a short period of time. Thoughts and prayers, like I said, go out to everybody in your area.
Evil exists, and I think, JR, just personally, that you can't give in to it. You got to stand up to it, and that's just the way that's I'm wired. Let's talk about the NFL and surprises so far this season, and some of the things that went the way you thought they were going to go.
Well, I mean, listen, the NFL right now is so up in the air. There's so many things that need to happen for certain teams to get in and, you know, certain teams that are going to be on the outside looking in. So here's what you want to do. First off, big matchup obviously happening tomorrow in your neck of the woods. I'm going to give you that winner absolutely free as usual. And we're talking about the Bucs and the Saints matchup. This game is going to be taking place.
JR, you're like,
the line on the game is 14 points.
You're like I am. You so messed up. It's Sunday, right? The game is Sunday. Not tomorrow?
That game is Sunday, correct.
Yeah, January. Okay.
Did I say tomorrow?
Yeah, you're like me, but nobody knows. It's the 3rd of January. It's
Let me tell you something. I woke up this morning and didn't even realize it was Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole week has got me so messed up.
That's the only reason I interrupted you. The game is Sunday. Go ahead, sir. Uninterrupted, please.
You got it. So Saints-Bucks Sunday matchup, I'm giving it to you today. It's absolutely free. You get it via text message. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 545454. I'll let you know whether or not the Saints will cover that 14 points or not. Again, the Bucks are at home, minus 14 on Sunday at noon Central Time. You get this game free when you text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. Give it a try. Let us show you how to make money, guys. Real tough week for you to try to figure this stuff on your own.
You manage information for a living. That's what you do. Not just information in terms of who's in, who's out, but also in terms of the way money moves and institutional money. Just take us through that, if you can, JR, what it is that you do and how hard is it at this time of year with injuries and who's out, incentives, this, that, the other thing, resting players, playing players, got to win to get in, to all of that stuff.
You know, it's funny because I'm going to sound like a successful quarterback right now, because it's the truth, though. Without my team, I would not be able to do what I've been doing. I mean, I've delivered to you guys on air this year so far, free on air, 14-4, right? Mm-hmm. That's where we stand.
I've done
that just about every year. I can't do that without the resources and the experience that are just under this roof here. Forget about all the calls I got to make throughout the week and all the people I need to speak to find out the things, in order to make the decisions that we make. But right here in house, I have over 300 years of experience. I hold 30 of them myself right here under my roof. So we're a very close-knit group. I only deal with the best of the best, guys that are literally at the top of their game, and we spend resources where we know we're not wasting it. And, you know, you got to break things down and look at, like, what you just said. I love the fact that you're using my terminology, that institutional money.
Mm-hmm.
Institutional money represents very big bets, not necessarily coming in from individuals, but a lot of it coming in by proxy. And what I mean by that is a lot of these groups that move big money, they can't do it individually. They need to have people move it for them. And so you got to see the money come in droves. You start to see it pour in, and if you're looking at the wrong websites or if you're not looking at the proper, you know, information, you can be driven astray. And, you know, being that we do this for a living, we know what sites are right. We know where to look for the information that, you know, we need to be able to make decisions with, right? So, and it's not just being able to just follow one thing. Like, we used to talk about reverse line movements. We would talk about big money coming into games. All of that needs to be put into the pot in order for it to be able to, you know, to brew properly. You can't just say, okay, I see a reverse line movement, I'm going to go jump on it. Those have become few and far between or not covering nearly as much because too many people started talking about it. As soon as you think you have a system in the NFL, it's no longer a system, period. That's just the way it's always been. So if you want to do things right, especially this week, there's so much on the line, like I just said a moment ago. Ravens win, I mean, they're minus 20. That line, think about this. The line on the Ravens-Browns game, it's up to 20. That game is going tomorrow. The total on that game is 41. They're telling you the Ravens should win this game by 20 points, but there's only going to be 41 points scored in the entirety of that game. If you don't know what you're doing, you don't understand implications, you're going to get lost in the shuffle. I mean, even last week, I unfortunately lost a big game last week, and I talk about losing. You know, it's not one of those things where we win every single game. Out of the 17 weeks or 18 weeks, if you include week zero of college football, we've only had four losing weekends out of 18. Pretty incredible, okay? Last week, I did not have such a horrible weekend, but I lost one game that I really thought I was going to win, and that was the Indianapolis Colts. How the New York Football Giants go out there and win that game when they were holding the first pick in their hand. I'm not saying they should have taken a dive, but if I was one of the guys at the top, I think play calling would have been a little bit differently, and I don't think I would have looked to get that. And shame on the Indianapolis Colts who were holding their own fate and lose to the lowly New York Giants. It was really one of those games that even nipped me in the bud. So, again, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're looking at, it can be a real scary place week 18 in the NFL. But I could tell you now, we have a few of them that I know. I mean, we're looking at everything the right way and through the proper lens. I'm going to sweep the board this weekend in the NFL, and I'm willing to give you the point spread winner of that Saints-Bucks game for free when you text the word WIN. That's W-I-N to the number 545454.
How long, not how long, JR, tell me about the your free pick this week, because you are 18-4, is it, I think? And that's a four. What is it, Tim? 14-4. That's right. There's only 18.
14
weeks,
and
what
four.
I'm talking about. 14-4, which is a phenomenal record, because a lot of so-called handicappers, they call 50-50 good, which is the same as flipping a coin. 14-4 is phenomenal. Tell me what you got for us this week.
Well, with sports handicapping, first off, 53% breaks you even, because remember, and that's only on an average juice or VIG
that's
of
right.
minus 110, you got to hit 53%, right?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, to be able to hit the percentage that we are, and we do it consistently year after year right here on air, you really, you know, you don't realize what you got, guys, I guess is what I'm going to tell you. So I've got something this week that I think, again, another one that you can take to the bank. There was another game I really wanted to use. That was going to be the Dolphins-Jets game, but until I know whether or not Tua is going to play with that hip injury or if it's going to be Tyler Huntley, I don't want to put my reputation on that game. So we're going to take a skip and go right over to the Commanders Cowboys, where I really like the over in this matchup. They'll be playing this game in Jerry World at the Dallas Cowboys. The line on the matchup is 44. The game itself is -6 Commanders, but I really like the over. I think there'll be quite a bit of scoring on both sides of the football. I look for them to get over that 44 points by about the beginning of the fourth quarter. Last week, I told you under in that Saints-Raiders game, which looked real ugly at halftime. It was under 38. I think they had 25 points at half. Couldn't get more than 13 in the second half. We wound up getting that W to put us at that 14-4 mark. So take this one to the bank, guys. Go over 44 in that Commanders-Cowboys matchup.
I know it's early, and I'm not holding you to this, but can anybody stop Ohio State at this point in the college football playoffs?
You know, I got to tell you, man, I was really impressed with Notre Dame yesterday. I don't know if you watched that game.
I was there.
That was one. I guess you were. That was the Sugar Bowl. The way Marcus Freeman has this team playing right now is, the defense is swarming, absolutely swarming. And being an independent and playing all over the place kind of puts them up in the air. And for Notre Dame to be good, it's great for college football. But Ohio State, you're absolutely right. They played absolute lights out. But they played against an Oregon team that looked like they never got off the bus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tough to say. I mean, I do think that it's going to be I love this new playoff, by the way. I think it's great for college football. It's given us some really good games. But if there's one team that can slow them down right now, the only one I'm going to say that I'd be on the lookout for is going to be the Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish.
I love I love the fact that Ryan Day was on the outs with the Ohio State fans after he lost to Michigan for, what, how many years? But now not so much.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, oh man, talk about the hot seat. They were ready to already toss him out in the middle of the season, and here they are almost ready to play for a national championship. It's the craziness of college and pro football. It's insane, but that's what makes it so great, and that's what keeps us coming back every year and putting our money on the line, isn't it?
It is. Take us out, JR.
Guys, it's about making money, right? It's about great strategy. And if you got the mindset of a businessman, if you think that you've got the discipline that it takes, I'd really like to show you how to take your entertainment to a higher level. Using only the money that you'd be playing around with and turning it into something really significant is the name of the game. It starts with this free pick that I'm going to give you via text message. So all you got to do is text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the number 545454. That's step one. You're going to get a text message with the winner, point spread winner of the Bucks Saints game, absolutely free. From there, sign up with us, guys. It's very inexpensive to get involved. Having an expert in your corner will show you how to do this the right way and will make sense of it for you. So again, text the word WIN to 545454, and Happy New Year to everybody. And once again, thoughts and prayers to the horrificness of what happened, and let's stay strong, be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some money.
Thank you, JR. Free pick, Commanders Cowboys, over 44. Back in a flash, WWL.